Dear UNECE colleagues, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, greetings from Rome. It is a great pleasure to join you, albeit via video on this occasion, as it marks my first attendance in a meeting organized by UNECE as Codex Secretary. And I look forward to the opportunity to meet you in person in the near future. Global food trade is increasingly interconnected and continues to expand, catalyzed by trade liberalization at multilateral and regional levels. This has led to a reduction of tariff barriers and increased the importance of harmonization of technical regulations so that they do not themselves become a technical barrier to trade. Yet, competent authorities can put in place various technical food regulations and food safety requirements which could give rise to trade restrictions. The Codex Alimentarius Commission and UNECE play pivotal roles in setting up agricultural quality standards that provide governments with a valuable resource to support achievement of consumer protection objectives related to food safety and nutrition, while also offering a basis for facilitating trade. But to help members achieve those goals, it is critical to work together towards a harmonized food standard system. And the long-standing collaboration between Codex and UNECE, which dates back to the mid-80s when the Codex Alimentarius Commission first established the Codex Committee on Tropical Fruits and Vegetables, has been instrumental in developing harmonized quality standards. Both Codex and UNECE recognize the importance of working together to avoid duplications and ensure consistency in their standards. This shared focus allows for regular information exchange and coordinated activities, resulting in complementary and mutually supportive work. A concrete example of this continuous collaboration between Codex and UNECE is the work of CCFFV, or the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. CCFFV has adopted a standards layout that is closely aligned with and based on the UNECE layout for fresh fruits and vegetables. This ensures consistency in the structure and content of our standards, making it easier for stakeholders to understand and implement them, while ensuring Codex agricultural quality texts also maintain the objective of protecting consumers' health by including provisions related to hygiene, pesticides, and contaminants. It has facilitated the identification and description of common provisions applying across fresh fruits and vegetables, and therefore focusing harmonization efforts on those provisions specific to a given fresh fruit or vegetable. Moreover, when developing new fresh fruit and vegetable standards, the Codex carefully considers existing UNECE standards. If relevant UNECE standards are available, the CCFFV references them to promote consistency and to avoid unnecessary divergence. While both Codex and UNECE provide mechanisms for setting standards, they also serve as important forums for discussion. It is crucial that we use these forums to address emerging issues and challenges. As new issues arise, it may take time to determine the appropriate role of Codex and UNECE, if a text is required, and if so, its purpose and type. Therefore, continuous dialogue and collaboration are essential to find effective solutions. Digitization is one of these issues and an area where Codex is rather active, particularly in the context of food labeling and when it comes to revision and developing new texts in the area of food import and export inspection and certification. The COVID pandemic highlighted in particular the need for work in this rapidly developing area, which has huge potential, but must also be addressed in such a way that countries who may not have access to the same level of technology are not left behind. Your workshop this week on digitization is therefore an important forum to consider these developments and may provide another opportunity for Codex and UNECE collaboration. My colleague Gracia Brisco is with you there this week to contribute to this important exchange. At the 47th session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission later this month in Geneva, we will be discussing the next strategic plan for Codex for the years 2026 to 2031. Among the proposed goals up for discussion is the strengthening of relationships with relevant international organisations, promoting an integrated approach to address global challenges. This, if adopted, together with the existing statutory purpose of Codex of promoting coordination of all food standards work, will provide an important basis to further enhance collaboration. By working together, Codex and UNECE can continue to shape the future of agricultural quality standards, each bringing specific elements that together can ensure the safety, quality, and fairness of the global food trade. I look forward to strengthening our partnership in the years to come. Thank you very much.